Actors Theatre of Louisville apprentice Samantha Beach takes a workshop to learn a new vocal technique.
There's always moments in these weird classes where you're like, if anyone walked in the room right now and saw what we were doing, they would think we were crazy. Basically, it involves wiggling your body into such a position that you can achieve a tremor. So your body kind of starts shaking or convulsing, and then you give voice to the tremor and you kind of breathe through it, and it really opens up your range and you're able to kind of play with pitch and you start matching your breath to your voice in a really useful way. But what it looks like is 20 people on the floor having seizures. I mean, it sounds crazy. Like, everyone's just making all these crazy sounds and shaking uncontrollably on the floor. And it's useful on stage because we've all had that. I mean, a lot of us have had that experience on stage where you run out of breath, you know, in the middle of saying something. And that doesn't ever happen in life. So it's figuring out how to reorchestrate your body to breathe on stage the way it does in life, where you always have enough breath to say what you want to say.
Louisville Ballet trainee Claire Horrocks is both teacher and student while developing her piece for the upcoming Choreographer's Showcase.
The Louisville Ballet School spring semester is starting up again, and I couldn't be more excited to see all of my dancers again and get back into teaching. And in terms of my piece that I'll be presenting next week, I've always been a child at heart. In fact, I don't think I ever really grew up. So when I chose music for this piece, I knew I wanted to choose something that would remind me of my childhood. So I automatically was drawn toward Disney music. Now, the music that I chose is not exactly the Disney songs that we've heard in the movies, but they're orchestral pieces of different Disney melodies. And the choreography was inspired by me and my two sisters. I asked our ballet mistress, Mikkel Bruzina, to come and help me with rehearsals and kind of give me a second look at it. And I am so grateful to have her help. I mean, even though I've been working on this process with my dancers for about 3 weeks now, it still is kind of weird to be sitting at the front of a room and being in charge of a full rehearsal. So having her over there helping me take notes, giving, you know, having a second look at it, has really been beneficial and is making the piece the best that it can be.
Kentucky Opera studio artist Brad Raymond is back from winter break to perform with the opera's outreach program.
Outreach is where the Kentucky Opera sends a couple of its young artists to elementary schools and middle schools and schools around the area, and we sing a program for them and get them hopefully interested in singing opera. And it's just so neat to be able to introduce opera to kids. And the program is We Sing America, and it's a collection of folk tunes from America's past, and we take about an hour to do it, and the kids just seem to really like it. We've been through three performances, and I'm just so thrilled at being able to do this. We're in the beginning of a stretch where we will do 40 performances of this in 5 weeks. So it's about two per weekday. So it's a very daunting task, and my challenge is going forward is how to maintain the health of my voice by doing this program.
Erin Keene, WFPL News.